It's time to go and get a little slice of France now.
Je me baladais sur l'avenue, le cœur ouvert à l'inconnu. J'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui. N'importe qui, et ce fut toi. Je t'ai dit n'importe quoi. Il suffisait de te parler pour t'apprivoiser.
Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées.
Well, hopefully that got you in the mood to talk about croissants and baguettes and all things related to French bakeries. And it's the caricature of France, a person wearing a beret and carrying a baguette, or French loaf as we tend to call it, under their arm. But it is true that the country has a long tradition of making all kinds of delicious breads, and you cannot have a meal in France without some on the table. Now, I didn't understand just how important bread is in France until I got into a conversation with my producer, Glynis Crook. And this was actually her suggestion for this morning. She lived in France for a very long time, and she joins us in studio now just to explain to you how important this conversation is when it comes to the French. Glynis, tell us what you were reflecting to me earlier about just how much of a culture bread and baking is in France.
There is nothing that is more important in France. I mean, every time I go back and visit friends, it'll literally, the conversation will be, do not go to the bakery downstairs. You could possibly buy pastries from them, but please do not buy a pain au chocolat or a croissant or a baguette. It's not good there. You need to go two blocks down around the corner. That bakery there makes good bread. And it really is just very, very much an integral part of life in France. People feel the bread to see if it's crusty enough, and it's not something that you just, you know, go and pick up a loaf that is all sliced, you know, white or whole wheat bread in the supermarket and throw it into your caddy. It's something that requires reflection and is part of every single meal. And that's why we personally are, in my family, very, very delighted about Paris Cape Town, which is open just down the road from us, fortunately, in Sea Point.
I mean, it's even been written into French law.
This is actually what Serena, who we're going to be speaking to any moment now, tells me. So she'll tell you about it. But yes, it doesn't surprise me that it's been written into French law that people should be allowed to get out of work in time to be able to go to the bakery to pick up bread. There's not a meal where there isn't bread on the table. And people really do pay a huge amount of attention to it.
Well, thanks, Glynis, for sharing that with us. So we're going to be talking in a moment to Serena, who will just explain the respect for bread that she has. And so it's no surprise that prestigious food guide Eat Out has actually listed the Paris Cape Town Bakery, which opened its doors in June, as a new hotspot. It's situated on Main Road in Sea Point near the Artem Center. It's owned by Parisian businessman Laurent Bezodoun. I don't think I'm saying that correctly. And it offers a wide range of breads, quiches, sandwiches, and pastries. And they're all made according to age-old traditions by three French bakers and pastry chefs, including our guest today, Serena Obadjia. Serena, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. I would say bright and early, but this isn't early for you at all, is it?
No. Hello, Amy. It's not early for me. Nice to meet you.
Tell us what time as a baker you would normally get up to start your craft.
At 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. We started at 8 p.m., and we do all the dough fresh during the night, and then we start baking it at 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m., so you'd have to be up, what, at 3?
No, at 8 p.m. in the night.
You go all through the night? You don't even go to bed?
Yeah, I do. But there is another chef who does the pastry during the morning. But the baker and me, we come at 8 p.m. to do all the bread, all the dough fresh by the night. And then we make it, we bake it in the morning for the day.
Now, Serena, here in South Africa, a baker covers anybody from somebody who makes a loaf of bread to somebody who bakes a cake to somebody who bakes a croissant. That's not the case in France, is it? It's a very specialized career.
Yeah, it is really, really different. For us in France, there is two different diplomas for be a baker or be a pastry chef, even to be a chocolate maker or ice cream maker. And then all the viennoiserie, all the croissant is another job. Another person who does it in France. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really different because all the science is different. When you are baking bread, you have to be aware of the weather outside, and pastry is more chemical, so you have just to follow the recipe, but the baking is really alive, so you have to adapt yourself every day with the dough.
Serena, we have to explore that further. You have to be aware of the weather when you're baking bread.
Yes. Because, for example, if it's raining like today, the bread will take the weather, the rainy day, so it will be soft. So we have to put it in the oven more time so it can be crunchy. But if it's really hot outside, the dough will absorb more water. So we have to put more water inside the dough and put less time in the oven. So the bread is always the same quality every day, but you have to check the wind, you have to check the temperature, you have to check everything every day.
I had no idea that making bread was such a scientific process.
Yes, it's like having a baby. You have to put some water so it can drink and some flour so it can eat.
Wow. Serena, you are in fact qualified on four different levels, aren't you, in different specialities?
Yes. I'm a baker, ice cream maker, chocolate maker, and pastry maker.
That's fascinating. And have you worked in all four areas around the world?
Yes, I've been working in Chicago for 1 year, and then in Cape Town. But I was in France as a teacher in jail to form some people so they can get the job after the prison and they can be a baker, because you can find really good work as a baker in France.
Wow, so you were actually training people in prison?
Yes.
What was that like?
Oh, it was really interesting, actually. They really like it because they could do something with their hands, and they be really proud of themselves. So it was an experience, just passionate, really. And I think some of them will be a baker and they will stop to being criminals.
Did you not ever feel fearful going into prison?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you not ever feel afraid of going into the prison to teach the prisoners?
Oh, the first day, yes, but then I realized it's just humans. So no, it was not afraid. I was not afraid, actually.
If you've just tuned into the conversation, I am talking to Serena Obadia. She is a Parisian baker now living and working in Cape Town at the Paris Cape Town Bakery in Sea Point. She's got fascinating stories to tell about her career. So, Serena, you did that in France and then you went to Chicago. And tell us about your work there.
Yes, I was a chef there. I was a chef at French Pastry. And I did the pastry and the baking. I was doing both, and I worked for 1 year, and that's it. I did the French bread there, but I prefer my experience in Cape Town because the owner really put some everything for me to have high quality. So everything I can ask with Laurent, like the French flour, the French butter, everything I need to do my work, he gives me, and we can do really high quality in Paris Cape Town. So I'm really like it, my experience here.
So you are in fact using French ingredients when you're baking here in Cape Town?
Yes, that's why the bread is so good and the croissant is really as you are eating in Paris.
Tell us what a good baguette should look and taste like.
Okay, so a good baguette has to be 60 centimeters, between 45 and 60 centimeters, 350 grams when it's not cooked, and 310 grams when it's cooked. Has to have some, I don't know how I can explain it, but you see something like on the bread, you know, like the crust.
Yes, yes, part of the crust, yeah.
Yes, so the crust has to be really brown, crusty, you know, And all the baguette has to be the same size and has to be really perfect. And the baguette, you can do like something with the yeast, like a sourdough. So you put water and flour and yeast like 2 days before you bake the baguette. You let it put some flavor with the yeast, and then you do your dough. Then you bake your baguette, and all the flavor will be really strong, and the crust will be more crusty.
Wow. Serena, let's just rewind this conversation a little bit and talk to me about how you ended up coming out to Cape Town to work at the Paris Cape Town Bakery.
Yes. So I have a friend who wants to work with Laurent. So he came since the beginning. And when he called me, he said, okay, we need some help. We need a baker and pastry maker. You should come. And he told me, really, this shop is incredible. You will be happy working there because you really can do your work as we want it, with high quality, how we love to do it in France. And when I saw pictures of Cape Town, I said, okay, I just come. So I left everything in France, my job as a teacher and my apartment, my cat, and I went to Cape Town to be part of this experience and of this shop, and I'm really like it.
I'm so glad to hear that you're enjoying our beautiful city. We've got a message from Di who says, lovely interview. Please ask Serena what time the bakery opens in the morning.
What? I'm sorry, what? What time?
Di wants to know what time the bakery opens.
At 7 a.m.
And I personally would like to know whether the bakery's open today, being the public holiday.
Yeah, it's open today, yes.
There it's you open. Go, Cape Townians. If you want to stop by the Paris Cape Town Bakery and get the most delicious baguette to enjoy with your braai today, you can do so. The bakery is open. It's on Main Road in Sea Point. And I'm talking to the Parisian baker, Serena Obadjie. Serena, it's really a privilege for us in South Africa to have somebody of your qualifications working here. Are you making bread and pastries and chocolate and ice cream in the bakery, or are you being a bit more limited with what you can do?
Now we are just making bakery and pastry. We do some decoration with chocolate, but the ice cream not yet. Maybe later. It will depend of the shop. I cannot give you any time when we are going to do some ice cream. But now the we have a lot of baking and a lot of pastry at the shop, and it's really good.
Oh, Serena, our listeners are loving this conversation, as we thought that they would. There are a lot of questions coming in from our listeners, and somebody says, there is something very special about French flour. I can't eat South African bread, but I can eat bread in France.
Because in France, the thing is, there is some bakers and some people, when you do a flour, there is some baker who tastes it. So the flour is always the same, because with the weather, with the earth, the flour can really change. So for 1 month you can have a good flour, and the other month is really bad. But in France, they really do a work. So every flour, every month, every time of the year is the same. So the bread, that's why it's really good. And it's really hard. I tried to do a bread with the flour from South Africa, and it's really, really, really hard to do it. That's why we import flour from France, because they always work to have really a high quality and always the same quality of flour.
This is absolutely fascinating, Serena. And Glynis tells me from her time in France and her conversation with you as well that bread is like a religion in France.
Yes, exactly. It is really like a religion. And at the time of the king used to travel even with their own bakers. And it was really, really important. And even with the law that I think Glynis told you. Mm-hmm. And it was a social ranking at the time of the king. So you couldn't be at at the bottom of the social class and pay for white bread, you know. So you only could take one dark bread. And then with the time, it was something really like a revolution, you know, with the revolution of France. Yeah. Everyone could buy a white bread. So it was really something that expose your life. So if you can buy your white bread, it means you are really high in the society. So it means a lot which bread you have at your table, and for the king to always have a baker around him.
Fascinating. And Serena, just tell us, we haven't actually told our listeners about that law in France with regards to the bread.
Yes, because at the time of the war, it was so important to eat some bread, to have bread at the table, because it was sometimes the only thing they could eat. So they did a law, so it can allow you to go earlier of your job, to go to the bakery and have your bread. But they didn't take it off at this time now in France. So there is a law now in 2021 that says if you want to go earlier of your job and take your bread at the bakery, you can.
I cannot imagine saying to my boss here in South Africa, I need to leave work early. I have to go and buy my bread.
Yes.
Serena, as I mentioned, listeners are loving this interview. Lots of questions coming in on the WhatsApp line. And Hawa says, good morning, loving the bakery interview. Please repeat the name and location of the bakery and have an amazing Heritage Day. So that is the Paris Cape Town Bakery. It is on Main Road in Sea Point in the Artem Center. And I am talking to Parisian baker Serena Obagie. Serena, Brenda says also, morning, Amy, lovely to hear your full address. I'm salivating. Would you like to tell our listeners exactly how they can find you in Sea Point?
How they can find me in Sea Point?
At the bakery.
At the bakery, me or the bakery?
The bakery in particular, I think. There are probably lots of listeners wanting to find you too, to get you into their kitchens.
No, the bakery is easy to find. It's near the beach. It's the main road. It's 267 in Main Road. And it's a big shop. You have one terrace to eat. And you have the name on the shop and everything. And we are open until 7 a.m. Until 3 p.m.
There you go, guys, if you're looking for the best bread in town. Not quite done with Serena yet, so you're welcome to keep your messages and questions for her coming. Serena, this is an interesting one. Xavier says, thanks for the music you played earlier. I am French and have been living in Cape Town for 19 years. My best is a fresh croissant and I dip it in my café au lait. Best thing ever. Is that a done thing? Can you dip a croissant in your coffee?
What you can put in your coffee as a croissant.
He's dipping his croissant in a coffee. Here in South Africa, we take a rusk, a good old-fashioned rusk, and dip it in our coffee sometimes in the morning and eat the soggy rusk. And Xavier is saying that he dips his croissant in his coffee.
Yes, yes. You can do this with the croissant, and we also do it with the baguette, with some butter and jelly, some jelly, strawberry jelly. And we put it in the coffee, but the croissant, yes. And there is something funny for the Americans, for example, because we all do something crunchy, you know, with the baguette and the croissant, and then we put it back in the coffee so it can get softer. So the people around the world make it like a little joke about it, about French people who make everything crunchy and then soft it in the coffee.
Serena, another listener wants to know, what is used to add flavor to the yeast?
Nothing. Actually, it's nothing. It's time. So the flavor of the yeast changed because the yeast is eating the flour and eating the sugar inside the flour, so it can liberate some flavor because the yeast is alive, okay? It's like a little human. So more is eating, more is drinking, more there is flavor. And the secret of the dough, of a good dough, is time. You have to be patient. You have to really wait some days, and it depends on what kind of dough you want to have. It really depends of the dough, of the different bread. But I think the secret of baking in France is really patience.
Yes, it sounds like it, Serena, and that's something that's making me question the future of the craft, because as we evolve as humans, we seem to be going more for speed and convenience. Do you think this fine crafting of bread will ever die out, particularly in France?
That's a really, really good question. I think we had this time in the years 1990, in France. So we had a big problem because a big industry started to do bread, you know, in really bad way. So there is another law in France who calls the traditional law. So there is one baguette, we call it tradition. So it's with a flour. With nothing inside, only just the flour, and you can sell it only in French bakery, not in big industries. So only you are to sell this to put the name of tradition in these baguettes. You have to make it in the shop, bake it in the shop with a baker who had the diploma of baking in France. So the law is the law of tradition. So France is become to find a way to keep the tradition and to keep the high quality of the bread.
Serena, Ian wants to know, what, if anything, is the difference between a boulangerie and a pâtisserie?
Okay, a boulangerie is when the owner gets a diploma of baking. So he's a baker. And a pâtisserie is only pastries. So it's when you have the eclairs. It's something with the cream. So it's really, really different between two. And you can't call it boulangerie or you can't call it pâtisserie if you have not the diploma. It's really, there is a lot of rules to when you open your shop with the names, because they are really important. So when you buy something, you know you are in a good place and they didn't buy, freeze it and then sell it.
Serena, before we let you go, please can you tell us about some of the other offerings of the Paris Cape Town Bakery? Glynis mentioned something about croque monsieur.
Yes, they're really amazing, actually. I eat them like every day. We have also a tomato tart that I love it. It's a creation from our baker Thierry. And we have croque monsieur. I think it's the best one I ever tried in my life. We have also a Paris Brest. So it's a cream with praliné. It's a caramelized nuts, and then we mix it. And it's really, really good. It's from it's a creation and from our pastry maker, Fabien. And I think it also is the best one I had in my life. Laurent took time to take a really good personal and good person. And with all the projects you can try are really good in Paris Cape Town.
I wish we could talk about this all day, but we are out of time. Serena Obagia, Parisian baker at Paris Cape Town Bakery on Main Road in Sea Point. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you to you.
À la main, du soir au matin, alors je t'ai accompagné. On a chanté, on a dansé, et l'on n'a même pas pensé à s'embrasser. Aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Hier soir, deux inconnus, et ce matin sur l'avenue, deux amoureux tout étourdis par la longue nuit. Et de l'étoile à la Concorde, un orchestre a mis le cordes, tous les oiseaux du point du jour chantent l'amour. Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées. Au soleil.
How lovely was that, being transported into France for just a few minutes? And thank you so much for all your lovely messages. I'll continue to reflect them as the morning goes on, but I know where I'm going after work on my way home today.